Highbridge Audio presents Drinking Coffee Elsewhere by Z.Z. Packer. Read by Shirley Jordan. To my mother, Rose Northington Packer, who made a way out of no way. Join me in the hope that this story of our people can help to alleviate the legacies of the fact that preponderantly the histories have been written by the winners. Alex Haley, Roots. Brownies. By our second day at Camp Crescendo, the girls in my brownie troop had decided to kick the asses of each and every girl in Brownie Troop 909. Troop 909 was doomed from the first day of camp. They were white girls, their complexions a blend of ice cream, strawberry, vanilla. They turtled out from their bus in pairs, their rolled-up sleeping bags chromatized with Disney characters, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Mickey Mouse, or the generic ones cheap parents brought, washed-out rainbows, unicorns, curly eyelash frogs. Some clutched igloo coolers, and still others held on to stuffed toys like pacifiers, looking all around them like tourists determined to be dazzled. Our troop was wending its way past their bus, past the ranger station, past the colorful trail guide drawn like a treasure map, locked behind glass. "Man, did you smell them?" Arnetta said, giving the girls a slow once-over. "They smell like chihuahuas, wet chihuahuas." Their troop was still at the entrance, and though we had passed them by yards, Arnetta raised her nose in the air and grimaced. Arnetta said this from the very rear of the line, far away from Mrs. Margolin, who always strung our troop behind her like a brood of obedient ducklings. Mrs. Margolin even looked like a mother duck. She had hair cropped close to a small ball of a head, almost no neck, and huge, miraculous breasts. She wore enormous belts that looked like the kind that weightlifters wear, except hers would be cheap metallic gold, or rabbit fur, or covered with gigantic fake sunflowers, and often these belts would become nature lessons in and of themselves. "See," Mrs. Margolin once said to us, pointing to her belt, "this one's made entirely from the feathers of baby pigeons." The belt layered with feathers was uncanny enough, but I was more disturbed by the realization that I had never actually seen a baby pigeon. I searched weeks for one in vain, scampering after pigeons whenever I was downtown with my father. But nature lessons were not Mrs. Margolin's top priority.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?